the challenge of this daily Dvar Torah is trying to figure out how you can make a thought that sometimes is a lot longer than 3 to 5 minutes fit into 3 to 5 minutes. So here we go. Cain kills his brother. The whole story is insane. How do we understand that? How can you do that? How can you kill the brother? So I think always one of the most important things to understand is they didn't know what murder was. All these things were living and learning. Imagine a child who's a baby and they all of a sudden take a step. Everybody goes crazy. Wow, that's so amazing. For this baby, it's the biggest deal in the world because they've never done that before. Now imagine being the first baby ever. Wow, the baby did that. Nobody has a script to expect. So when Cain actually kills his brother, I don't know if he actually expects that that's going to be the outcome, which perhaps explains why his punishment is Navanad. He's going to become a wanderer. He's not sentenced to death because, after all, he might not have even known that that was a possibility. But I think the question still is, how does this all happen? How does this come to be? So let's take a look at this story very quickly and get the basics down. Cain brings a carbon. His brother sees that he brought a carbon and says, wow, that's a really great idea. I'm going to bring a carbon. And he does better. He brings a better korban than his brother. And when that happens, what happens? He is jealous. And that's when everything, the wheels fall off the bus. So what's interesting is that Cain is inspired to do something good, but he doesn't do as good of a job as he can. Why is that? And I think this is where the beauty of the story comes into play. Understand that Cain was the firstborn. In the Torah, the firstborn is often the rejected child. Because back in society, way, way, way back, the understanding was if you're the firstborn, automatically everything comes to you. And God says that's not how it works. It's earned. It's a meritocracy. You don't automatically get something, but if you deserve it, you get it. Cain was born with the name Kaniti Ishet Hashem. I acquired a child with God. From his perspective, the sun rises and sets above him. Havel Havelim Amar Kohelet. He is a breath. He is a nothing. From his perspective, he didn't have anything coming to him. He doesn't have the idea that one could do such a thing. Bring a carbon, bring something to God. How could one have the audacity to do that? It's Cain that says, of course I could do that. But listen to what Hevel does. Hevel sees his brother do that and says, wow, but my brother could have done better. And so he takes his brother's lead and is inspired to do better. But because Cain says, it's mine, right? Magiali. He can't accept the fact that Hevel has one-upped him through hard work. So rather than saying, wow, Hevel taught me a lesson that it doesn't just come to me because, and I have to work a little bit harder, what does he do? He says, well, the best way to beat the competition is to beat the competition. If there's no one left, no one can challenge me. And that's why he tries to eliminate his brother. People often do that. They have a choice. They don't feel good about themselves. They could work harder, or they can knock the person down that did better than them. It's easier to knock the person down than to work harder. But comes the Torah and says, Magialanu nothing. Everything has to be earned. Everything has to be deserved. And watch it so carefully throughout Sefer Bereishis. You'll see time and time and time again. The oldest son is the one that's rejected. It's not a merit. It is a meritocracy. You have to earn your keep. That's the message of the Torah. Have a great day.